Inside Out Radio. Hello. What's up, players?
What's up, players? What up?
Aleem is back.
What up? I was gonna say hoes, but that's not nice.
It's not after 9 o'clock. You could say anything after 9 o'clock.
Yes, anything.
Yeah, you can be as offensive as you want.
Right.
Oh man, my headphones are too up. When has that ever been a problem?
I don't know.
When has someone ever said, turn my headphones down?
Turn my headphones up? Remember that Chappelle skit?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty much all he ever... There was no rap, it was just him asking to be turned up.
Bring the snare back.
Yeah. Listen. you're tuned into Inside Out Radio.
And we're up to our usual antics, talking about garbage.
Yes. Yeah. I am Aleem, that is Zia with the monstrously deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the yin to his yang. I'm the nasal to his Barry White.
Good. I like
so
that.
So let's what's going on? Our usual thing is our little recap of stuff and looking forward. What'd you do this weekend?
Nothing.
Okay.
It was pretty dope.
Tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played with the 707 on Friday for a bit.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun.
Alex's?
No, it was Rob's and Kevin's. I went to by the gallery. And
shout out to Rob and Kevin.
Yeah.
Our homies. Speaking of which, I guess we can just kind of segue into this, is that myself, Zia, and Kevin, and Rob are doing, we're really excited about it. It's our second Yours Truly party, which happens at the W2 Media Center at 111 West Hastings, which is like underneath the Canada Trust building, basically. It's this big concrete room, and we have a very special guest.
Jacques Green.
Who's put out stuff on Lucky Me, Night Slugs, Uno, from Montreal. We're really, really, really excited about it. This dude's like kind of a big deal for Canada in terms of electronic music. Doing big stuff.
The Motivation edit that he just...
Kelly Rowland, yeah. I think we played that last week. Or
yeah, we
before.
Did.
Yeah.
Pretty great. Yeah, the kid has some magic. The kid has something.
Yes, and he's going to be here playing on Saturday. And that party, the nice thing about it is doors open at 11, but we go till kind of whenever we want, so it goes pretty late. I would get there early because you're gonna miss the highlight of the night.
My DJ set.
Yes. Zia's gonna be just miking the whole night on some Fat Man Scoop shit.
I will do it.
You should.
I would probably do it more on some like Asbo, like one man's MC guy.
Right, Logan, if you're listening, we still want you to MC all the time.
But I'm taking over for this one.
Yes, yes. Yep. But yeah, get there relatively early because there's just gonna be a lot of good music the whole night. It's like a night where we all get to pretty much play very self-indulgently, meaning you're gonna hear a lot of interesting stuff and a lot of good stuff. And again, Jacques Green's playing, so you should definitely be there. It's $12 at the door. Doors are at 11, and we go late.
Listen, if I wasn't planning the party out, I would go to it anyways.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Same, of course. What else?
I don't think this weekend there's like that shit's happening this weekend.
We got our next Midnight City coming September 17th, so you can mark that down. And we have a big announcement that'll be coming tomorrow about October, which is our 1 year anniversary for Midnight City. So we're just going to be inundating you with all kinds of promotional shit, but it's all really good stuff. So
yeah, I'm really excited about this announcement.
Yes.
I think it's going to be good.
Yes, we'll let you all know tomorrow. Hey, so I was walking. We'll talk about what's happening. I need to address this because this is bothersome. You know, okay.
Yeah, what are we listening to right now?
We're listening
to Blondes.
This is Blondes.
Okay.
These guys are really rad. This is all they do all this stuff live when they perform too.
Yeah.
All like analog gear and stuff, but yeah. Lotus, as you guys may know, which was kind of like an institution and a mainstay in Vancouver for electronic music for the like forever, is now.
Oh, it's
gone.
Now,
you know it's gone. It's gone. Honey's gone. Lotus is gone. Lick is gone. And now we are starting to see what the purchasers of this building have in mind for it.
It's going
to
be so good.
Please tell us.
It's called Vinyl Retro Lounge.
Vinyl Retro Lounge.
I'm like, I guess by doing this, no one's ever going to play there.
What? Hey, I'm never playing at Vinyl Retro Lounge.
Yeah, I don't think I will either, unless they offer me like $600 or some other absorbent amount of money. No, you know what? No, I'm not gonna play there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you play at Vinyl Retro Lounge, I'm gonna be in there and I'm gonna be.
Yeah, clown me.
Yeah, I will.
Fully, openly clown me.
I will.
Yeah.
And then I'll take some of the cut for booking you the gig.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll get you the gig.
Thanks.
I got peoples at Vinyl Retro Lounge. They have a graffiti mural going up, guys.
So tight. It's, oh my god. And it's just like that really stereotypical 100 nights graffiti. Like,
yeah.
It's so like, if you gave
shouts
like,
out to street art.
If you gave like a rich guy like $3,000 and been like, oh, get them to put something cool on this wall. And it's like, oh, I think I know a guy who does graffiti.
Yeah.
Let's do a big up on that wall.
Yeah, we're hating, guys. Only because we kind of saw what this company's about and they book like, we're not hating. We're just stating an opinion.
Yeah.
That's something else I need to clarify. Just because you don't like something doesn't mean you're hating. It just means that you don't like it.
Yeah.
So I don't like Vinyl Retro Lounge.
It's just supremely whack.
Terrible, but
supremely.
In lieu of Lotus being gone, you know, there is still some other things popping up here and there. So
it'd be dope getting that,
doing what? Offering you a position as their PR guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you're really talking this company up. I think we have a really good thing here.
Yeah.
Come work for us.
Yeah. I think we've blabbed enough and knocked on stuff enough for the first half hour. So I'm gonna play some tunes. And then we'll go to commercial and Zia will come back. We'll probably hate on, well, not hate. We'll hate.
We're gonna get our opinions
on
yeah.
other shit. Shit. And then
you know what's really grinding my gears?
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Shout out to Peter Griffin. Yeah, listen in. Music time.
Peace.
Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Thursday, August 18th, don't miss Sub Pop superstars The Obits on tour in support of their great new record, Moody, Standard, and Poor. Disappears and Hard Feelings will open the show. Doors are at 8, and $12 advance tickets can be purchased from Zulu Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca.
Friday the 19th, check out Mr. Heavenly with Waters and Guests. For the uninitiated, Mr. Heavenly combines Nick Thorburn from Islands and the Unicorns with Ryan Katner of Man Man and Joe Plummer from Modest Mouse in what can only be described as a kick-ass indie rock supergroup. This is an early show with doors at 7 and curfew at 11. $13 advance tickets can be snagged at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, The Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca.
August 20th, come out to see and hear Vancouver's very own Young Pacific with the Parson Redheads and 41st and Home. This is your chance to catch three great up-and-coming bands on the rise. $10 advance tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca. It's an early show with curfew at 11.
Saturday the 27th, it's the Ghost House CD release party with guests The Rat Eye and Scort. This early show has an 11 o'clock curfew and tickets are $5 at the door.
For more information on these shows and other shows, get thee to the interweb and find BiltmoreCabaret.com. Dead leaves
come off the ground. Yeah, the state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. But I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
And we're back, Inside Out Radio. The man Z is about to get on.
Indeed.
Indie?
Indeed.
You're so indie and alt, bro.
So indie.
So I played Blonde, Spanish Fly, Azarian Third, Change of Heart, Marcelo Napolitano, Everyday Madness, Jacques Green, Holding On, and Savage Skulls, Caravan, Jacques Green Remix, and this is Zia. We'll do a track list at the end. Enjoy! Thank you.
shouts out to Curtis. Insert Indian reference here. Curtis! We'll be right back.
digging the jam. Hey, whoa, serious set there, dude.
Thank you. I was just, yeah, it happens.
Those are some tunes.
It happens to the best of us.
I'm sure if you listened in, you probably want to find out what all that is, but we've run out of time. But you can still find out. We're going to share it with you.
They're all just, I'm not sharing those.
None.
No, none.
Unlisted.
I'm taking down the website also.
Yeah. We're going to put up some shock site porn. We're going to reroute you to lemonparty.org.